This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The bureaucrats undermine your right to bear arms. Now, they're taxing bottled water. Yeah, that's right. Water. Log on to enjoybottledwater.org and tell them enough is enough. Sign the petition fighting taxes and regulations on bottled water. After all, if they can tax water, what will they do next? That's enjoybottledwater.org. As we continue here, your phone calls are what the show's about. We'll talk to Puke in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Hey, Puke.
Hey, Puke.
How's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I want to start off by saying that if anyone insults the military, I sure don't care. I was in the Army for 6.5 years, and you can say whatever you want. I'm not a retard like that caller.
Aren't you going to insist that I apologize to the entire Marine Corps, Puke? Or?
No, I insist that we make fun of everything and have a sense of humor and, I don't know. If something offends me, I just forget about it. I don't hold a grudge like some people.
You don't let it burden you like a monkey on your back and bog you down and make you miserable?
Oddly enough, no. It it's like water off the duck's back, right, as the saying goes.
I think that's a great attitude to have. I think there's a big problem in this country with Americans who are looking to be offended. I mean, it's like people want to be offended when they see the opportunity to get all riled up about something and they embrace it instead of
tactic. It's a political tactic. I mean, look, the right does it all the time. The conservatives want to paint. They want to use the strongest anti-patriot terminology possible to describe liberals, or whoever they think of as liberal. It's a tactic to blow it all out of proportion and say to talk about how the Marines have protected you and your rights, and you wouldn't be able to have your free speech
if
not
German.
For the Marines, and you should go and thank them that you even have the right to protest the war in the first place, and blah blah blah.
Right, you wouldn't have your free speech if it weren't for me fighting in the military.
Yeah. Well, I also want to, especially, it's so crazy that guy got so offended because Mark had a slip of the tongue and said one name instead of a different one.
Right.
I mean, it's not like Mark said something specifically against the Marines, but anyway, I guess some people are just looking for something to get mad about.
Yeah,
but
that's how I feel about it.
The reason that I actually called in was you guys have talked about stories about child pornography and stuff like that before. Where,
yes.
They're trying to make things like animated child porn illegal and whatnot.
Correct, drawings.
Interesting experience this last weekend. I went and saw a horror movie called The Last House on the Left.
The original or a remake?
Must be a remake, I guess. It's
okay.
A brand new film. It was
yep.
in theater.
Yep, they remade it.
Okay, but anyway, in the film, it's a horror movie, and it's really kind of a depressing film. I wouldn't recommend it, but there's a scene in the movie where the bad guys have kidnapped these two young girls, and it's stated that the one girl is 17, and there's a scene where she actually gets raped in the woods by these bad guys. And it's like, while I was watching the film, I was thinking to myself, this character is supposed to be underage, correct? And she's getting raped, and it's not like graphic penetration or anything, but you do get to see a bare bottom and stuff. And I was
thinking,
child
porn.
Could everybody in this theater be arrested for watching child pornography? Because people have been arrested for child pornography by just receiving a text message or having cartoons or some crazy crap like that.
That's why this is such a threat to free speech to even go in that direction of saying even depicting it or talking about it in a story. I mean, this free speech requires us to protect these really, really unpopular types of speech. And there's no child involved in any of these things. Obviously, that was just a depiction. An actress was
probably 18.
Almost certainly older than, So.
Yeah, obviously. But, in the film, she's supposed to be underage and everything. So I thought that was interesting that basically the government will go after one or two people when they're trying to, get a particular person to send a message. But yet here it is a mainstream film that has things that they would also be classified as child pornography if, you know, the same type of prosecutors wanted to prosecute people for it.
I think your analysis is absolutely spot on. In fact, you know, you're right. The filmmakers could probably point out, well, the actress was 18 at the time of filming, so it's technically not legally child pornography. But since we have, or since the country or the government people have now gone into the realm of thought crime, and they've said that, well, pictures of The Simpsons, Bart and Lisa having sex is child pornography, and basically pointing out how any sort of depiction of what is intended to be thought of as a child can be considered child pornography. We've started to see these cases coming up. So I think you're right. I think that if a prosecutor wanted to go after the producer and the director of this particular film, maybe even the cinematographer and all the best boys that were working on the set that day.
It's usually not the big guys that get screwed over. I mean, they're probably fine. They're mainstream media. They'll be okay. They're going to go after the little guys that can't afford a lawyer. I mean, justice costs a lot of money in this country. So
it's true.
That's a great point. That's probably why they've left them alone at this point. It's much easier to go after somebody like Max Hardcore, who's out producing the extreme level kind of hardcore pornography on the fringes of the porn industry, where nobody's going to be able. Even though he made a lot of money doing that, he was pretty much all alone in defending himself, and now he's sitting in a Florida prison because he made some videos that. And now he wasn't charged with child pornography, but he was charged with what they call obscenity at the federal level.
Right.
And so because he made some offensive videos that people voluntarily chose to purchase, he's a criminal. So you're right. I mean, it's just an open door, and it's whoever they want to go after, pretty much.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd make that observation, and, you know, I thought it was interesting that just how sort of like how much there is a double standard for everything when it involves the government. They're just so ambiguous, and you have no idea. It's completely random.
They can't enforce the law consistently, or everybody would be in jail right now. It's so the law is so complicated and so ridiculous now.
Yeah, well, what was it somebody was saying the other night? We're all probably breaking five laws just sitting here.
Likely.
Yeah. Thank you, Puke, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Great points. 800-259-9231. Though some might be curious, what is the Obama administration going to do differently, if anything, in this particular realm of, you know, prosecuting obscenity? Are they going to continue going after pornographers as had begun during the Bush administration, or will they kind of let off? Because there are some indicators that a few things will be done differently with the Obama administration, and credit where credit is due. According to the Associated Press, the Attorney General signaled a change on medical marijuana policy on Wednesday, saying federal agents will target marijuana distributors only when they violate both federal and state law. It'll be a departure from the Bush administration, which targeted medical marijuana dispensaries in California, even if they were complying with that state's law. So if the story here is true, that they really are going to start respecting state medical marijuana laws and not go into crippled people's homes and bashing them over the head and throwing them in jail cells and, you know, doing awful things to people, raiding the dispensaries, then that's a step in the right direction. Now, that's not to say they won't be taking 10 steps in the wrong direction. They certainly will. But if this is true and they do leave the dispensaries out in California alone, that's a win.
I think that, yeah, absolutely. I think that what the politicians are going to do is they're always going to pander to the least common denominator. They're going to try and get the best, you know. And right now, I think medical marijuana is the first step for people understanding that marijuana is not what Reefer Madness made it out to be. And so I think the public is there, and they realize that, and they're just pandering to the general consensus.
So. It was the number one question on the Obama website after they launched that change.gov website. The number one question was about, hey, what are you going to do to end the war on marijuana? And he said nothing. So they're going to continue prosecuting the war on marijuana. It's just they might leave a few of the states alone that have passed medical marijuana laws, which, by the way, New Hampshire's
right there.
Close. It's close. The commission, or what was it? What did they call it? The commissions?
Committees.
The committee, health and services, whatever committee, took a look at it, and they passed the medical marijuana bill by 13-7. So a fairly decent margin, and I don't know what it passed by last time, but it's going on to the full New Hampshire State House probably within the next week. And so last time it failed by like 7 votes or something like that. So maybe it'll actually go through the House. Of course, I think the governor has sworn to veto it, so I don't know if it's going to do anything, but who knows? knows? Maybe enough phone calls could make a difference. It's certainly possible that this time around, New Hampshire in 2009 could get itself medical marijuana legislation, which, again, step in the right direction.
Yeah.
More on the way. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's KNOBcreekrange.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a 1-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a 1-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features free. Enjoy them on us, including the live streams. You got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, and a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Head over to freetalklive.com and find the Adult Friend Finder banner. It's the world's largest adult social networking site, and Sex Personals, over 19 million members. Let them help you find that sexy someone to hook up with tonight. Adult Friend Finder. See their banner at freetalklive.com. So we continue with your phone calls. Alex is on the line in Wisconsin. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just thought I'd tell you guys a little story about a prison escape, and I'm using that in quotations here in Wisconsin. The Racine Correctional Institute is a medium security and a high security prison, and the medium security prison, the prisoners can basically walk around freely during the day doing whatever they want. They're not confined to their cells at all, and some of them are on a work release program.
Mm-hmm.
And on this work release program, they can take a bus to work, or they can even have family members drive them to and from their jobs. Well, this one prisoner, you know, he's supposed to be at work at 8 o'clock. He's not. They declare an escape. They have to lock down the entire prison to make it count for everyone. This lockdown took 4 hours. He was 13 minutes late for work. It is now going to be on his record that he escaped from prison.
Oh, my gosh.
That should probably be called an absconding. Do you use the term absconding for that?
I heard about this. I'm trying to remember where I heard about this story, and it's so ridiculous.
I actually wrote it on your wall, Dale.
Ah, okay. Facebook.
Okay. There needs to be a distinction made between escape and absconding. They are two different charges with two different levels of conviction and time and that kind of thing. Like, you don't go escaping doesn't go on your record. It's a second degree felony. You get 10 years for escaping. So I don't know that necessarily if it's going on his record that this guy was considered to have escaped. Now, certainly there was the bureaucrats may have overreacted for the guy being 13 minutes late or anything, but I think the distinctions need to be made.
Well, from what I understand, it is going on his record, and now all the privileges he had, granted he's in prison. I didn't think people in prisons were supposed to have all these privileges, but whatever, that's what they want to spend my money on. I guess that's okay with them.
It's not escaping if you didn't
make it over the wall.
Right, if you didn't get charged with escape, it's not escape. Do you understand? He didn't escape. He absconded, and therefore he got a disciplinary report, and his disciplinary report can result in him getting some privileges taken away, and likely that's what happened.
Well, now he's in the high security area of the prison where he's locked down all the time.
They can do that, right, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. They've just changed his security rating or whatever.
I mean, you were saying the other night that they would threaten you with that. I mean, called the guy officer, or you called the, what did you call this? One of the COs.
Called by his first name.
Yeah, you called the CO his first name, and he said he could have put you in max for that. So there you go, Alex. Any other thoughts?
No, I just thought it was an interesting story that I wanted to share with you guys.
I'm glad you did. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So lots to talk about here.
The real key with convicts being treated unfairly is just get out of their system, guys. You know, that's what you need to do. Get off probation, get out of prison, and, you know, leave it all behind. Do whatever you've got to do to get out, because the fact is they can do what they want when you're inside of their system.
There's no doubt about that.
We're all in it a little bit. You're just in it more, I think, once you get into that whole process.
A lot more.
Because they could write whatever rules they want and then decide that we've broken it and take our freedom away.
Absolutely.
That's what I was talking about. How we're really slaves to that system already, and we just become more so. They're arbitrarily allowing us however much freedom they decide to allow us to have.
That's why I say they could come here anytime they want to and come and get me for whatever it is they wanted to get me for. You know, if that's what they wanted to do, they could do it tomorrow, they could do it a week from now, they could do it 2 years from now, they could do it 20 years from now. Hopefully the federal government will be dissolved in 20 years. But if they want you, then they'll come up with something. They'll come up and they'll, you know, if they have to manufacture something, they'll manufacture it to make it look like you did something, or they'll come
look
up with something.
Look what they're doing to Brian Travis. That's pretty manufactured right there.
Stealing his horses from him? Yeah.
That's exactly what they did. He didn't behave as they wanted him to behave. And,
they broke their own rules doing that, too. So they can come after you for whatever they want. They can break as many of their own rules in the process as they want, and they'll never be held accountable for it. So it's really just a matter of whether they want you bad enough or not.
I don't know why anyone wants that kind of system with so little accountability. I don't understand.
Well, it's the best in the world, Dale.
We live in the best country
of the whole world.
We have to have a centralized authoritarian monopoly.
It's
government.
The best justice system in the whole world. What's your problem? I mean, this is the attitude, right? Well, we've got the best. Why are you rocking the boat here? I mean, it could be worse.
We lock out more people than any other country, but we're the freest country in the world.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, speaking of they doing anything they want to do, I've got a perfect example of that here tonight. It's one of the news stories from today. The Associated Press denouncing a squandering of the people's money. Lawmakers voted decisively to impose a 90% tax on millions of dollars in employee bonuses paid by troubled insurance giant AIG and other bailed out companies.
Yeah, this is sick.
In some cases, the bonuses might be taxed 100%, leaving the recipients with nothing. It was only this past weekend that the bailed out insurance giant paid bonuses totaling $165 million to employees, including traders in the financial products unit that nearly brought about AIG's collapse. AIG's received $182 billion in federal bailout money and is now 80% government owned. So this has been in the news all week, right? This is the, you know, this is the big Obama scandal so far, right?
Yep, this is everybody's making the big hoorah about this nonsense, and you know, I don't get it, but
what do you not get?
Well, I don't get why anybody cares what these people got paid.
Well, what they care about is the minutia, the micromanagement of how the rules are applied, of what's going on in the behind the scenes of these bailouts. We know on this show that the bailouts are just a bad idea. These businesses
right,
are failing.
That's where it all goes.
Right. These businesses are failing. They should be allowed to fail, and then somebody can buy up their assets pennies on the dollar. That would be the way it should work out. But no, the government steps in under the Bush administration and under Obama. They step in, and they print out a whole bunch of money from the Federal Reserve, and they hand it over to these
guys. That would actually be a good redistribution of wealth from really irresponsible people that have been managing things very poorly for a long time, and it's finally caught up to them, to people who are better prepared to do something with those assets.
You That's know? The market redistributing
exactly,
that wealth.
Yeah.
It's not forced coercive
exactly.
redistribution,
that's
which
what
is
I mean.
What's going on. But so that's not the issue, though. That's not the issue that's being made apparent in the news media. If you watch any of the news media and you look at how they're looking at the story, it's not whether the bailout should happen. It's, well, should the executives be able to get their pensions? Should they be able to get their bonuses?
These bonuses. And they use the term executive. And, you know, this is the part that bothers me the most on this. Executive doesn't mean the guy who runs the company or the VPs necessarily. I was an account executive, as you know, for mm-hmm. Clear Channel Communications, and I got bonuses for doing my job well. Are you telling me that essentially my pay was bonuses? My pay was all commission and bonus based. So I should be taxed a higher bracket for performing?
I would love to address these bailouts.
Yeah, we're going to come back with more of this here. 800-259-9231, because there's more about, you know, why it is they did this. And a 90% tax targeting one, they're passing legislation that targets one company. More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. So again, if they want you, they'll come after you. And they'll make something up. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448. 4448.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system, over 450,000 posts, and about 50 feds hanging out on the forum over at BBS.
Hey, feds.
Yeah, over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
You can see they're working hard.
You can, you know what? Hey, I hope they're entertaining themselves.
Probably watching the excellent breast thread.
You know what?
Yeah, I was
going
to say one of those mini porn threads on the FTL BBS.
Totally epic. What are there, 160 pages of it? And maybe
it's the number one referrer to the BBS.
So I'll be curious to see how many what percentage of those 50 are looking at, like, the gay porn threads.
Are there gay porn threads on there?
I don't know. I haven't been I haven't been on the FTL BBS in months.
The excellent breast thread is...
I never stumble across a gay porn thread on the BBS.
You look at the yes, the BBS is a, you know, it's kind of an adult place, so make sure you know that before you go there. But there's a lot of serious things and fun stuff, and you'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. But yeah, the excellent breast thread is so popular that when you search for excellent breasts on Google, it's the first result. And because it's the first result on Google, that is making it so a bunch of people are going to that link through Google. So it's the number one search term that leads people to the Free Talk Live bulletin board.
The internet is for porn.
The other one I can't say. It's horse C. The second most popular term that leads people to the BBS.
God, why so, BBS? Why?
I don't know.
How did this happen?
You may have to tell me off the air what that's for.
Horse
how did my
C?
Perfectly
okay.
good career
what words can't you say?
In radio get turned into
okay.
this?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I understand.
Okay, so let's talk about whatever you want. You dial in toll-free. Oh, and by the way, and what if you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org as we continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Dan in Indiana. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, we've got to get back to the bailout thing, too. Dan, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, well, that's all right. I was wanted to call you about the bailout thing. You said that 80% of the of AIG is run by the federales. Is that correct, sir?
That is according to the Associated Press.
Well, they're 80% government, so I think that anything that happens to them, you know, I'm really not one to cry any crocodile tears for those wise guys.
I almost said that. I was like, you know, it's really hard for me to care that they're looting these people. I mean, I don't like the way they go after individuals
Wait a second. These people that they are the executives, and I don't know what level of executive that they're talking about here, but likely they didn't have any choice at all to decide whether or not the feds bought them out. It was probably the VPs or the very senior executives. So
I understand.
You know,
it's just
how would you feel if the federal government came to where you work, bought it, and then slashed your pay that you had contracted for?
I'd probably
quit.
That's
what it would feel like.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to work for the government. I'd probably quit.
Half of them did.
Yeah.
But they made their money, and I'm not saying they made every dime this way, but they made a big chunk of their money by squeezing out their competition and everything. They basically
went
to government
assistance, probably.
Yeah. You don't think there's some outsider business that was totally 100% libertarian would go to the government with their hand out? Of course they wouldn't. Just by default, they wouldn't. But
the people lobbying to the government in order to squeeze out their competition are not the people that are getting sales bonuses.
Yeah, but
are they
still,
sales bonuses or executive bonuses?
Executive bonuses are for performance.
So what? They still work for a company that was getting all their money from the government. I just got out of a company.
You know, you're in a country where your army is invading other people. That would mean the terrorists think it's okay to shoot you, dude. That's the kind of attitude you have.
Not my army.
So you say, is that going to stop the bullet from entering your brain? I mean, come on.
No, sir, it won't. But
it's the same attitude you've got.
No, I'm just saying, and as far as sabotage and everything, I think that there's ways that we can gum up the works. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because... All right.
Don't say sabotage. Say gum up the works.
Yeah,
it's very, very important.
As far as gumming up the works and stuff goes, protests and all that will do wonders and everything. I came up with a few ideas. You guys, I think I bounced them off of you guys a while back. That can really, really do a whole lot more than swiping a piece of hardware from some office and stuff. I mean, something that will give you more than just the initial satisfaction because it's something that will lead to that. I think that getting the police involved and trying to bust up a pot protest and not even know who's smoking weed and who ain't, you know, we'll do plenty in the short term and the long term. First of all, it'll gum up the courts and everything,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, as far as, like, you know, who's guilty, who's not. And then
if you arrest 25 people for smoking marijuana out in front of a police station, mm-hmm. and then they have to process all those cases and they all go to jury trials, I mean, that's going to break the system.
Exactly.
They don't have enough money to pay for that.
That's what I'm talking about. And also... protesting against the government monopoly on liquor stores. I see these things, I mean, I don't know how you guys look at it, but I see these things, the government as like big, each little individual thing as statues of like Marx or Lenin that are wobbling in the wind. And I'm just one guy that's going to go up there and just, I'm going to be one of the fellas that's going to give it a nice hard shove and push that sucker over and let it right in the street.
Great, and you're coming up here to Keene, right?
I'm going to be up there in the Keene, Winchester area, hopefully soon. I just got to get a little bit of work going on to get the money going to where I can do such a thing.
I'm telling you, it's exciting. There are a lot of people that are planning on coming up here, not just to Keene, but all across New Hampshire within the next few months. Of course, the summertime, we'll probably see a whole lot more people coming in, and it's going to be a big year for the Free State Project. Dan, thanks for the call. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, I never actually got to my point. We were talking about this story about the 90% tax. In some cases, it could be 100% tax on these recipients of the bonuses at AIG. I think both you and Dan were making good points, Mark. I mean, this is a tough situation. Right, because you've got a company.
I agree. I said I don't. It's hard to feel sympathy, but Mark is right. I mean, they're going after individuals that didn't have and these are legitimate bonuses for doing good work. Presumably,
but then again, they are working for a company that's inherently tied into the government. Obviously, they've been getting special favors. Well, if you get $100-something million from the, or billion, $182 billion from the government, you probably were tied in before they sent that to you. You've got some friends in Washington, D.C. That's why you got the money in the first place. So odds are good this company had been tied in with the state for a long, long time, and so that's why I kind of don't really feel too sorry for them. The only reason I bring the story up is to point out that these guys can do anything they want to do. They passed this bailout. The bailout money went to this company after they found out, after the news got out that the executives ended up getting money out of the bailout. It upset a lot of people. That's why this scandal broke. And then, since they'd already handed out the money, the government's trying to figure out, oh, crap, what do we do? We've got to try to make this right for their public relations, not to make it right for the employees or anything like that.
Right.
But for the public relations of it all, we've got to do something. So they've come up with this brilliant idea of giving them all this money and then taking it all back after the fact with the 90 or 100% tax targeted at one company. How many times in the history of this government, I mean, as awful as it is, usually when they pass some sort of tax, it applies to an industry or it applies to everybody. How many times have they passed a piece of legislation to go after your paycheck specifically?
I've never heard of it.
I mean, it's unprecedented.
Disturbing. It's disturbing.
Right. So okay, it goes back to my point of they can do whatever it is they want to do. If all of a sudden they decide they don't like anarchyinyourhead.com, you know, they could pass some sort of special piece of legislation to specifically target you. So if what you're doing right now isn't illegal, just give them a few weeks. They'll write up some legislation and make it illegal. I mean, it's just crazy what's going on here. The House vote, by the way, on this was 328-93. So that means a lot of Republicans crossed the aisle and voted in favor of this. So, I mean, even they don't even hold to their supposed principles.
And that's something that's bugged me about the bailouts from the start is that, of course, they're ridiculous, and I've made lots of fun of Obama and my blog and the comics, but the Republicans sound so disingenuous to be criticizing Democrats for expanding government. I've always said it's all rhetoric. For 8 years, yeah, they were breaking records expanding government. Now they're criticizing Democrats. It just doesn't sound very very sincere.
Listen to the quotes, at least this quote, from Nancy. This stuff?
Like, you're going to get the money back to us as a tax refund?
Like, you're going to see a penny of these bonuses these guys are going to have to pay back. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We make it easy for you. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, and there's some alternative payment options as well. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get on that, because we could use that money. It's making a difference for us. It's helping us really get out there. In fact, today I was busy making a whole bunch of phone calls because one of the bigger syndicated shows just got canceled today. His name's Lars Larson. He's a blowhard conservaclone guy from the Northwest, and he's on a whole bunch of radio stations, and he got canceled out of the blue today. So that's a big opportunity for Free Talk Live, and having those ads out there in the marketplace in the talk radio industry really helps when, you know, I pick up the phone and I call these radio stations. Yeah. And I say hello to them. So
that's actually not going, who?
Yeah. That's the first time I've actually heard the term conservaclone. I like it.
You like that? Rush, what do they call it? Cookie-cutter conservative? I like that one, too.
Yeah.
So amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, all there at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Judy in Arizona. Judy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I heard somebody do this comparison about the bonuses and the bailout that AIG got.
Mm-hmm.
AIG was given $180 billion.
Yes.
And they gave $160 million of that in bonuses. So if you compare that, let's say, Ian, that you're short for rent. So I give you $1,000 to pay your rent, and you paid $999 for your rent, and you took the last dollar and went and bought a coffee. And I got mad about that.
Yeah.
It's kind of how it is.
It's less than 1%. Yeah, at least if you're talking about, wait a minute. No, it's a little more than. No, it's right about
1%. No, it's not very much money at all. $165 million out of $182 billion is
0.1%.
Right? It is. It's,
I think, so.
You're right. A dollar out of $1,000 is a pretty good comparison.
I think you've done a great job of really putting this in perspective, Judy. That people aren't upset about the 180. They're not upset about the 181 billion. They're upset about the rest of it that was given out to, you know, some of the other executives at the business.
Exactly. What? It's crazy.
Mind-boggling.
And meanwhile, yesterday they passed the generation's invigorating volunteerism and education act.
That's
Nobody's
right.
talking about that.
Oh, we talked about it quite a bit last night, actually. It's the next step on the road to complete national slavery being instituted in this country.
I know, but I mean, I don't mean like you guys, but
Nobody else in the media.
Yeah, right.
Gotcha.
The ones that count.
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely spot on. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks, Judy. Great analysis. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. But the financial insanity doesn't stop with the AIG bailout. Another piece of news from today. The Federal Reserve sharply stepped up its efforts to bolster the economy on Wednesday, announcing that it would pump an extra $1 trillion into the financial system by purchasing treasury bonds and mortgage securities. $1 trillion getting pumped in there. Don't you just love the language that they use? They really make it sound like they've got the heart stat things clear. You know, oh, we got to pump some life back into this economy. Here you go, $1 trillion.
But they don't point out that they're pumping it out in order to do that.
Out of your pocket.
Right. The money in your pocket is devaluing. They're pumping it. This whole system is almost like it's designed. Then this is going to sound very, I don't know. It's almost designed to pump money up, you know, to the powerful people, to the people who are entrenched in government. It's pumping money away from regular people
That's
who are
exactly
working
it.
For a living,
yeah.
and up into the pockets of these really wealthy people that run the banks and who lobby government for benefits for their corporation and for regulations on anyone who might compete with them,
right.
and so forth. I mean, this is a redistribution of wealth up to people who didn't earn it.
That's what it's always been, though. I mean, it's been that way since the formation of the Federal Reserve.
Right.
But that's what the Fed has effectively always done. It is taken, whenever it prints money out, it's taking money from your pocket, and wherever that money ends up going to, it's usually the military-industrial complex, or, again, AIG, or something else like that, some other politically connected group. Somebody with buddies in Washington, D.C. gets their hands on it, and that's been going on for a long time. It's just, I guess the difference now is it's going on in such a major way, and they're just doing it right out in the open, and they're sending out press releases, and they're saying, hey, we're helping you, America. This is going to help you by taking from you.
And they're
going to
own more and more
buddies.
Stuff. I mean, through so-called capitalism, the government will own so much of all these corporations and everything. It will be effectively communism through the back door of capitalism.
Is it communism or fascism? No. Fascism is where private people get to own the factories, but they essentially have to... They essentially have to obey all of the state diktats and state controls.
I think fascism is any kind of heavy intrusion of the state into our lives. Any time of tyrannical control is, I think.
It has to do with the means of production, as I understand it. We can pull up the definition. But if you're talking about ownership of the companies by the government, that would be socialism, wouldn't it?
That's means of production.
Yeah.
Owning the means of production. If the government owns the companies, then yeah.
So if it owns 80% of AIG, AIG is 80% socialized, basically.
It says here, according to Wikipedia, fascism is a radical authoritarian nationalist ideology that aims to create a single-party state with a government led by a dictator who seeks national unity and development by requiring individuals to subordinate self-interest to the collective interests of the nation or race. Fascism movements promote violence between nations, political factions, races, part of the social Darwinist and militarist stance. The views violence between these groups as natural and positive part of the evolution, and the view of these groups being in perpetual conflict.
There are plenty of similarities between fascism and socialism, no doubt about that. The definition of fascism from the dictionary, dictionary.com, is a governmental system led by a dictator having complete power, forcibly suppressing opposition and criticism, regimenting all industry, commerce, etc.
Regimenting all industry, yeah.
Yeah, and emphasizing aggressive nationalism and often racism. So regimenting all industry doesn't mean owning all industry, so probably more accurate to call that socialist. Socialism. But, hey.
They seem to go hand in hand.
Yeah, I mean,
we control it by owning it, then.
We have a fascist socialist situation in this country. It's not all of one or all of the other. It's a mixture of both. And the scales tip one way or the other slightly based on whether a Republican is in control or a Democrat is in control.
It's getting closer and closer to just being a difference of rhetoric and nothing more.
Pretty much.
You know, one will talk about there being pro-defense, and the other talk about being pro-working class. But obviously, right, what's happening right now with Democrats in power is money is being pumped up from the working class to the wealthy. I wish Democrats would see that.
Even in the article, they actually admit, it says here in the second paragraph, having reduced the key interest rate it controls nearly to zero, the central bank has increasingly turned to alternatives like buying securities as a way of getting more dollars into the economy, a tactic that amounts to creating vast new sums of money out of thin air. So right there in the second paragraph of the article, they're talking about what this really is. But people don't have any idea what that means. The average American probably doesn't really get that. Like, oh, coming out of thin air, new money, good.
They don't, new money. They're just, wow, somebody's putting money into the economy. Great, we need money.
Almost like they just picture like there's just this knob, and by adjusting the money supply, things are deflating too quickly right now, we'll just adjust this knob and everything will go back to normal. And They don't understand that this is based on a fantasy of this notion of being. They're not creating resources. They're just creating paper, and the paper in your pocket just got devalued. You just had money stolen from you very discreetly.
It's why a lot of people are going out there and they're buying gold. The article points out later that gold prices rose $26 an ounce in that one day long period after this was announced. So people are seeing this happening. $1 trillion, that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
Now, it's not going to come
right away. Here, a billion there, before long you're talking about real money.
Well, now it's a billion. A billion wouldn't be so bad. A trillion, I mean, the whole national debt is 11 trillion. The national debt just clicked past 11 trillion, and it wasn't too long ago that it clicked past 10 trillion. I mean, we were just talking about that a few months ago on this show. So now they're pumping another $1 trillion out of thin air, which is taking, it's not out of thin air, it's coming from your pockets in reality because it's devaluing it. But wow, what a just an awful situation. So it's not going to affect prices immediately. Because these things take time. It takes time for that money to sort of filter in.
And money supply is still collapsing at the same time. So because of mortgages defaulting and things like that.
Yes, it's just crazy what's happening here. Buying gold, not such a bad idea. Buying silver, not such a bad idea to protect these paper dollars, which are worth whatever you think they're worth. There's nothing behind them. Hour 3 is coming up. You dial in, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.